The government has laid out its plans for cancer care and control for New Zealanders living with cancer. It includes a funding boost of $60 million over the next 3 years for PharmEC to help with treatment and medicines, as well as establishing a cancer control agency, and has appointed a national director of cancer control already also. With all of those announcements, however, what does cancer care actually look like in our Pasifika community currently, and how much is the disease affecting Pasifika? Community engagement leader for the Cancer Society's Auckland Division, Leitu Tufunga, joins me now in studio for more. Mā loe lelei, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, Leitu.
Oh, mā lo tau maua, e pongi pongi nei. Heavy Tongan Language Week, and thank you for the opportunity to have this talanoa. And especially with our listeners this morning.
Very good. And you get the best of both worlds. You're Tongan and Samoan.
Yes,
there you go.
Totally. And representing Homa Hard.
Yes.
So really, really proud and glad to be celebrating Tongan Language Week.
Awesome.
Well.
Leitu, firstly, tell me about the work you do with Cancer Society.
Yeah, right. So just a bit of a correction. So I am a health promoter at Cancer Society Auckland Northland Division. So the work that we do at Cancer Society is, so we are an organisation that is dedicated to making sure that we reduce the incidence of cancer and ensuring that we have the best cancer care for everyone across the motu, across Aotearoa. And so we do that we have health promotion, we also have support services, we also we provide information as well as resources, and we also do research as well.
Leitu, can you talk to me about what you see out in the community with regards to how cancer affects our Pasifika Māori communities?
Sure. So what we do know is that there are non-communicable diseases, so anything that affects you around your obesity, around alcohol issues, around tobacco-related issues, and also around sun-smart behaviour issues and skincare. So if we are able to prevent that, then that means that we have a better chance of beating cancer. So take for instance tobacco. Pasifika, we're winning the wrong race for all of these issues. We have the highest smoking prevalence. We're sitting about 24% smoking prevalence. So if we are, one thing that we can do is that we need to support our people in our family and in our ainga to actually give up the smokes. And that's something that we could do individually. Another thing around tobacco is we can't just do it on our own. We need effective policy to ensure that our environments are smoke-free, to reduce the amount of tobacco available in these areas, particularly in the areas where it has huge impacts on Māori and Pacific communities. So that's an example of the reasons why we are tackling tobacco, alcohol, obesity, and being a little bit more smarter around being sun smart. Yeah.
What are some of the biggest challenges you see when walking alongside families, you know, with cancer?
Yeah. And this alludes into the cancer plan. The conversations that I've had and that I've seen, and even with my own family and friends, is around navigating the process of treatment, being able to be, confident enough to ask those questions. And this is where the capacity of we need to increase the capacity of our health literacy within our communities. I think about our mamas and papas who, are very shy, who don't have the confidence, who speak language is their second language, but they know the questions that they want to ask but are not confident in doing that. And I've heard of the doctor yesterday that you had an interview around that advocacy end, around supporting them through that process. So there are things that this plan, we hope that this plan can ensure that it reduces the inequalities, in particular with Māori and Pasifika, and in that our people are confident to navigate the system and can ask those questions around their treatment and next steps forward in their cancer journey.
When you say inequality, can you give us an example around that, please, Lethal?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, sometimes our families or people are screened in a certain way because they may not, because probably they are brown, they are probably not educated, so the assumptions are there. Then there they don't get the right amount of access or treatment that they would with other people who are non-Pasifika or non-Māori. Yeah.
So if we're looking at like a bigger picture of how we address that, mm-hmm. in order for our Pasifika and Māori communities maybe to have more trust, if that's the right word, you know, in our service providers, our health service providers, what would you say?
So we are encouraged by this cancer plan. Cancer Society is encouraged by this cancer plan. We definitely endorse Dr. Diana Safati. If you Google her and you look at her research, she is, and those who do not know her, she's a well-renowned, top-notch epidemiologist. She has done a lot of research around inequalities, particularly for Pasifika. So you have this woman, you have the right person who has this lens around inequalities and will carry that through this role around leading this cancer agency.
Mm. So you've mentioned a few times with regards to the government's plans,
yes.
and you know, you like it, or the Cancer Society, you know, like, well, what in particular, you know, is it that's encouraged by?
So we are, we are encouraged that they actually have a plan and that there is now budget.
True.
You know, and it covers the major areas that we expect. And so the change in the governance makes it historic, you know, and it's the biggest step forward since 2003, if implemented correctly. So, and again, we endorse and welcome Professor Safati and leading as the new director. However, we do want to make sure that we will be putting and challenging the government to make sure that there are that they meet the deliverables, as well as it has a clear scope. You know, like how many people will it employ? You know, will it have oversight over all elements of cancer control or just hospitals? So there are still some fine tuning that we will support, but we will also challenge and ensure that everyone gets the best care out of this plan. Yeah.
And final message to our listeners, especially those that are currently journeying through cancer.
Yeah, I call Cancer Society. You know, it's there's a free number, 0800 Cancer. Feel free, and you could also direct your questions to myself. We also have a new person to the Cancer Society Auckland Northland Division, whānau, which is our new CE, Andrew Young. And we are keen to have this talanoa with our communities. It's important that we also provide and support the right information, and that, you know, this is a talanoa that is ongoing. It doesn't just stop. Cancer does not discriminate from any kind of race. So, I just encourage our families to have your tea-towel conversations, take the tea-towel conversations outside the door and call Cancer Society. We are here to support.